then Paul Brown said, well, yeah, if he was on the ground, if he took him from the ground to the Talmud in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, he was quoted as saying that the second and the fourth sukkim, first person doesn't have any din, the other time of Shabbat. The second and the fourth sukkim, they have din, and one is telling us a din of Doris, and the second is telling us a Haruah Asher. The first tells you a din of Doris, Kisisa's version of Yisrael of Kudehan, if you're interested in counting. But then so I'm taking a census. The Nasmish Kotan Akshav Hashem is Kotan from the neighbor of Kotan Son. You shouldn't count them by the people. You should count them by something else. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to count them by that to giving money. Whenever you're interested in counting the people, you can count them by, so they explain the plain, they explain the desert, they can use their pebbles, they can, in the Mishnah, the unit says that when they counted, they put out their thumbs, and they counted the thumbs. Hasbil, they put out eggs bar. They call them Hasbil, put out your thumbs. Or they didn't put the thumbs, they put out the other eggs bar, other than the thumbs. They count the thumbs, they counted anything. So the person doesn't necessarily mean, just the person doesn't necessarily mean, you have to give Kofa Napshal, Hashem is called a son, it means that you should count them indirectly without counting them by person. That's an Isis. And Pasuk Yudimel, the very next Pasuk, tells you only how Rasha, Zoyi Kuka, Rahua, Kudu Maksis, Hashem, and Bishaf, La Kodesh, and Rashi says this verse for the two Nesu Adyani. And the Dina Machs HaShekel, as we know it, that you purchased the Kabbalah Sikha from the Machs HaShekel, that the Sikha gives, that doesn't appear anywhere in Chumash, and so that's the Halakha Moshe Mishina. Yeah, it's not a pure Halakha Moshe Mishina like Halakha Moshe Mishina. So Mishka Tamayim, according to the Tanahot, that's the Halakha Moshe Mishina. So the Gemara does dashing out some of the Dina from some of the aspects of Machs HaShekel for the Kabbalah from this Pasuk. Because I was all up Kudim, so the Gemara has a whole Machlokes HaTanan, whether Kohanim have to give Machs HaShekel, whether Levim have to give, and it has to do with these Pesukim. But the Gemara Goyim claims that the Iker Adover is not based on these Pesukim. That's why the Biur Havroah and Shkolim and the Shnai Shkolim we claim, the Mishnah says that a cup name is Shekel. So there's a Machlokes in Mishnah, and what it means a cup name is Shekel? It doesn't mean a cup before Bar Mitzvah, a cup before the age of 20. And by yes, there's different minhagim that many give them Purim on Tanis Esa, they're going to give an amount of money to Zaku, which is a Zeicher, Lamachtus HaShekel. So there's different minhagim whether before the age of 20 you don't have to give if you don't want to, or only before the age of Bar Mitzvah you don't have to give if you don't want to. So then again, how that depends on Bar Mitzvah, I think. Either Pastor says, call up, then let us mishan him up. He says, no, this goes on the Rosh Shoah. But the other din of Machs HaShekel for Kabbalah people is a mitzvah which doesn't appear really anywhere in the Chumash, and that's purely halacha. It's basically halacha Moshe Mishina. So a cotton is not a bachi yuzah. And a gavel, it's a bar mitzvah, it's a bachi yuzah. And it really should depend on the Esm Shana Gamorosh. Others discuss, if you hold, that the din of various of Machs HaShekel is also, like some Mishanim say, is also only the Esm Shana Gamorosh, and it's the age of 20 and up, and for 20 and up. And relating a Parsha Shkolim, on Shabbos Shkolim is an Indian of an Neshama Farm Sforsenu, and Shemel Kohen with the Balkor, he's mostly everybody with the Kriya, and you have to have a Baruch Yud, and Mishen Mechub Dei Metzach Hem Dech, and also says the Balkor is younger than 20 years old, and you should hold the claim to Sam Hashanim is not Mechub in Machs HaShekel, so it can't be mostly with Sibu in Machs HaShekel. So the Vilna Nagoyim, if you hold that the Beres Mishan is only Haruah Shoah for the Tumas Rabbanim, and it doesn't apply there for the Din Nagoyim, the only Din Nagoyim over here is the Pasuk Yudbeis, this first Pasuk. You see, so it's originally said that there's a reason that you're not allowed to count them by people, you have to count them Minatzad. Either the Nazi is called for Nafsha by giving money, or by giving tables, or by giving behemoths, or if they be employed by giving behemoths, or by giving something. But it doesn't say, let it be a Machs HaShekel, and in the second din, where you feel the Hayasha, for the Trumas Adonim, and the Machs HaShekel, what we know, doesn't appear in the finish. So then, you don't know what happens, it should be from Bar Mitzvah. The Mishnah records that there were those who timed that Kohanim are proper from doing Machs HaShekel because with the Machs HaShekel you purchase all the Korbanos HaTzibur. And the Mishnah has that this is one of the several disputes between the Shtukim and the Pushim. But the Shtukim will be opinion in this man by Shani that a private person can donate all the money. Let's say you have a wealthy Balabet, wants to give all of the money to fund all of the Karbanos Tibur during the course of the year. If it's a private problem, let's say I have to, somebody giving a very little Kaila Bishani, whatever has to do with the Kaila. Or his wife had a baby, has to bring a carbon or legs, or whatever, happy carbon, say carbon, whatever, has to bring some kind of a carbon. So the halacha says he has to be magdish the carbon in order that he should be called on his behalf. What if someone else is magdish amanashi, he's kapit ben chazeroi? Somebody else is going to fund the carbon, someone else is going to pay for it, that I should be considered the bala carbon. So the Gemara in Nazi, knowing that in Sufim, that such a thing exists. And the Gemara in Tmura, the first person in Tmura, and the Gemara in the Dorim, and that one is the Lamed Rav talks about this institution, this idea of a Magdish Amunash is Kapit El Chazero. One person is Magdish at the Hema that's his, you know, he's giving the money, he's paying, so he's funding the Kav. Amunash is Kapit El Chazero, but the other party should be the Balakav. So such a thing exists, and it's different of the opinion that you can do the same son in respect for all the Kavanah people, that a private person can donate all of the money. Amunash is Kapit El Chazero, that this should be called on behalf of Kaviso. And the Christian learned that and Chachamim, the Balei HaMaseira learns out from the Pesukim that it's not so, that Kavim Sibur is an exception to the rule, that the only way it'll work is if the money is collected from every person. You have to collect the Machzah Shefa money. And this halacha, Magdash HaMunash, is Kapitel Chaveri, which is learned out from the Pesukim. The Gemara knows it, the logic is from the Pesukim, that you can have such a thing, that one person funds somebody else's carbon, and then the other guys call the Balakarim for Kapara purposes, doesn't apply to Kavanah Satsibis. So that also requires that every member of the Tiba has to give Machzah Shekel money, and thereby they will become Balei HaKodim, it becomes a Kavanah Tzibur. So the Mishnah records in Shkolim that there were the Kohanim in Bambai Sheni who didn't want to give Machzah Shekel money, and they said there is a din that a Minchas Kohen is Kohel Tia, that you don't give Kmitzah and burn the Kohenitz on his death and have the kind of meat. The Shiori Hamanachas, you have to burn the whole, you don't do anything today. You only do Kmitzah and you're going to burn the Kohenitz and have the rest now. So you're going to burn the whole Mincha, the Holy Sarah, and then there's no need for Kmitzah. You did burn the whole thing. So the dealing is that when you have Kavanah Satsibi, you did do Kmitzah. And you have the Mincha Sa'imah and other Menachas of the Tzibi, you did Kmitzah. And the Kohanim eat the Shiori Hamincha. So the Kohanim said, if we're going to participate in giving Machzah HaShekel, we would be Balei HaKodim, we would be Shutzim in the Kodim. So then there'll be a din that you're not allowed to eat the Shiore Minchas HaOmer. And it says in the Chumash, you have to eat it. But obviously you see from the Chumash that Kohanim are not permitted to give Machzah HaShekel. But one of the Tanoim said, Kohanim Dershim Mikro Zeli Yatzman. The Kohanim Dershim Mitzvim on their own benefit, for their own benefit, that they should save themselves Machzah HaShekel every year. So the din is that it's not true. But that's not so. The halacha is that the Kohanim do have to give Machzah HaShekel, and nonetheless, it's not called the Minchas Kohen. It's called the Minchas HaTzibur, because the Tzibur is not, that's how the Balei, the Darshanim in Europe used to say. That's how the Balei Musa used to say. But that's the whole pshat of the Mishnah, that Kavanah HaTzibur, the Tzibur is not merely a collection of all of the individuals that happen to be alive at this time. Kohanim will be in Zolim, and it's a Shutfus. No. The Ramban Chumash, where he writes, if all of Klal Yisrael decides to buy a carbon together, it will be a carbon of Shishim, it won't be a carbon of Tzibur. It won't be a carbon of Tzibur. The only time it's called a carbon of Tzibur if it's purchased with Machzah HaShekel money. So here, when it becomes a carbon of Tzibur, so it's not that the Tzibur consists of Kohanim, Leviim, and Shevet Yisachar, and Shevet Ephraim, and Shevet Menashe, and so on. A Tzibur is a Tzibur. It includes all of the people of Klal Yisrael, past, present, and future. Everybody's part of Klal Yisrael. But you don't say that it's a Minchas Kohen. The Klal is a thing, and the Minchas is not called the Shiktus. You can't bring a Minchas to Shiktus. So how can you bring a Minchas Tzibur? So the answer is, Tzibur is an entity to its own. It's a separate group. It's a separate thing. So that group is not called a Kohen. It's not called a Mincha. And one of the Shutzim of the Balei HaKodim happens to be a Kohen. No, that would be a Kohen HaShutzim, and it wouldn't, a Minch has not bought the Shutzim. Nefesh, it says in the beginning of the Parsha Menachos, in the beginning of Vayikra, Nefesh is sacred Minch, so the Gemara says Nefesh, it is not bought the Shutzim, only the Shutzim can do it. So that's the Pashtus, why we don't accept that the Drosha, that the Kohanim HaLadosh Mikra Zeli Atzim, that they're not permitted to give Machzah HaShekel. It's not so. We assume that the Kavanah HaTzibur I'm not the same as the shukus of all of the members of Kali, so it's a carbon tibus, it's not called a carbon, it's not called an infas claim. The Mishnah says in Shkolim that a carbon doesn't have to give nachas shekel, but if he's chil, or if he started to give, then if he gives, then you accept. The father started to give on his behalf, and it's a minute pay, becomes a neder, and then the father is obligated to continue to give. So the place asked the Kasha and Choshimishka, what do you mean if the kid gives, you accept it? How can you accept it? But the kid is like a cotton. The cotton is a shovel. If you hold a cotton up until the age of 20, it's called a cotton. So the whole Kasha is not a Kasha. After the age of Bar Mitzvah, before the age of 20, he's not accepting the government, and the government could be mocking at his property. So he's mocking, So the Kasha is, if you assume that a cotton, ain't a shovel, means a cotton before Bar Mitzvah, and nevertheless, it says if he gives it, then you accept it. So how can you accept it? If the cotton cannot be magdish anything, the cotton cannot be matna anything. So the pashtus, you have to say that it goes on a mukla samachayish, the year before bar mitzvah. Mukla samachayish, although he's not able to be matna, he doesn't have nekra from emkar in that era, still a chayish of the cotton even the year before bar mitzvah. But that's how floor he does have. It is said from the Dharm and Shwith and the Gees and Hagoshis and Haramim and Hafrashis Kings and Mises, we spoke yesterday, we said Mecha. Hafrashis Chalam. So Mecha was on a wish like that, Hafla, so you can be Magdish. Yeah. Look how that's the answer. But somehow this, it's very understood that if there's a cotton who donates, doesn't only need a cotton the last year before Bar Mitzvah. Sounds like you got a cotton 2 years before Bar Mitzvah. So that's not even Mecha was on a wish. But Mecha was on a wish people is in my places in the Gemara and Eger. And that's an example where it's a Zinda Rice or Zinda Ladona. And it's a Machlech is the Ramam and the Ragged, how to pass from the Aloha, where the Mufla or some of the issues that rise to the Rabbana. And so it's new that you're the Mufla to Zinda Rice, but for the cotton, if it was the cotton, you didn't go by Mufla, it was Magdi, it's a Machta Shekel, so the head is just common at all. But if you hold the whole institution, Mufla or some of the Zinda Ladona, so when I tell you the Machta Shekel is not Kal. So what do you mean you take it? How can you take it? You say he was Machnet, and he has a kingdom of the Rabbana, a cotton could be Machnet Rabbana. Kappen Shihidiyah Lohenis HaPutus Mitzhamekach and Amtir and Amtir and Kappen Zayt Alamin of the Rabbanon. Alamin of the Rabbanon, how can you be Makris? How can you take? Let's say someone wants to donate money. They have Makta Shekel money, everybody gives the Makta Shekel. Someone wants to throw in the next $1,000, whatever, just to make sure that they have enough money. So you don't, the Mishnah says in Shkolm, you don't accept any donation to Makta Shekel. This is not a pushka of Hedvish that whoever wants throws in. It says that it's not Baba Nedim and Adolva. If the boy donates, it says you don't accept because it's not Baba Nedim and Adolva. So here also, how can the cotton, if the cotton can't be Magdish and Atariya, so how do you accept it? So the case answers, let me from down that Hefke doesn't Hefke, so after the Takanus Chacham, that a cotton has the ability to be Machman, so he's Machman, and Hefke doesn't have to work in Atariya, even though Hakmas Lashem. So the Nesidus disagrees with that case, and he says, he quotes the Achreinim, that Hefke doesn't have to only works when I throw the Hafke, but it's from the Hafnes to Achreinim, and only works from the Rabbanim. He's right, but he's still bothered with the problem. Hafne Kotten be marked with the Hedvish. So the Nesidus says a different answer, that once he puts the money into the Pushka, they had Shofros, they had big Pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, 13 Pushkas they had, and people put in money for different purposes. The bonus part in Charetim, along with Takman Atikim, Takman Chayatim was the new scholar for this year. Takman Atikim was in case anybody forgot to give Masa Shekel about sugar. He never gave Masa Shekel, so he has to give for the last 20 years, the last 30 years he didn't give. For the last few years he didn't give, or 2 years ago, 5 years ago he forgot to give, whatever. But whoever didn't give in the past put the money into a different person that's called Takman Atikim. The old scholar from the ancient years and Takman Chayatim for this year. So the Nesidus says that when the cotton puts the money into the box, into the pushkin, in the Beis HaMikdash, Hefke doesn't have to work, I mean, I thought it could be mocked at the moment of the cotton, but it, although it does not la haknas lachem, but here the Hekdish will be covered with the kinechats. So the case answer over here, how do we accept the money from the cotton? The simple answer is that it's mufla samach leish, that's how he's magdish. And somehow the place in the Nesidus is still being mufla samach leish is la b'raisa, because it's a machlech is the Ram and the Rabbit had a task, and they're assuming that the Mishnah says cotton shishakal. The Tabin and men will apply even to a cotton before the age of mufla samach leish. But Hatashe, how can Hedvish take it? How can they use the money if it still belongs to the cotton? But it doesn't belong to Hedvish, so the place answer is But although the problem is the ability to be mocked in his own Midirabbanon, that he gives away his apitas, that anything that's good Midirabbanon in the area of Midirabbanon becomes good Midirabbanon based on the principle of Hashem Beis Nachum. And the Jesus says that's wrong, so he says that Hevdish is kind of, thank you very much, Hevdish is kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. So then it's a teller. It says to be the things that both a teller. That mission is there that a Nachri can be Magdish. Even though Nachri is 25 years old, Nachri is a Bardas, he can be Magdish. And he can be Machna. He's a Bardas, he can be Machna. And still it says a Nachri who donates Machna Shekel, you're not allowed to accept it because he's not older than a dozen. Machna Shekel, even the Mechuyiv, and you give him a Tzal, and it's not Mechuyiv, so it's not Mitzvah to share Machna Shekel, so it's not Tzal, you can't donate. From my Yitin and my Yosef, what is it going to help? But the Tzai said, what did the Siva say? The Tzai said that the Hegdish is coming with the Kinyan Hefke, Bez and Hefke. It works when I tell the Hakkas Lachem. The Siva says the Hegdish is coming with the Kinyan Hefke. What kind of business is that? The Kinyan Hefke and the Kinyan Hefke, Bez and Hefke, it's still not God and Ebon and Ebon. It's not other from a Nachri. The Mishnah says a Nachri should show up by letting Kabin Hemenu. Because if you're not Mechuyiv, so it's not called a Machna Shekel, so you're not allowed to use it for the purpose of purchasing Kavanah. So the fourth answer is not power. Right, let's say another Jew will decide to give a donation of $1,000. The boom is going, by the way, now there's El Yeo says that her Asher Layab with a Hadala Yamri, that there's an Easter, at the key it seems that only refers to the Harashua of the Jew, of the Tumas Adonim, it doesn't refer to the Jew in the if it's in a portion of Mishnah Shkol, it's soon not so. It's soon Hashem Ayad Radal Yam, it does apply to there. The only thing is, the Mishnah says in Shkol that the Beg Nevis has to figure out how much Matzah Shekel is this year. So the Mishnah says that they have to figure out how many months the year is going to have, it's going to have 12 months or 13 months. If you have 13 months in the year, so you're going to need more kabbonis for that fiscal year. It goes from Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to buy the Kavanah Tzibah from the new Machta Shefa money. Then after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to use new Machta Shefa money to buy the Kavanah Tzibah. You have to figure out from this Rosh Chodesh Nissan to the next Rosh Chodesh Nissan, are they going to be 12 months or 13 months? The next is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's going to be 13 months, so you need more Kavanah. Then you have to figure out what the price of animals is going to be. Then you have to figure out what is the Jewish population. How many people, and then how many people of the Jewish population are going to give? You can't rely on everybody giving. There's not going to be 100% participation in this appeal. A lot of people are not going to give the call. So you have to calculate what it is. So after you calculate it all, it may turn out that it's going to be much more than Machta Shekel. If you have very few people giving, and it's 13 months, and the animals are very expensive, maybe that everybody has to give 20 stolen. And we're going to pull through from the end of the year with the Kabbalah Tziva. So why does it say in the prayer, Ha'osha La'yadda? So they say, no one is allowed to give more than anybody else. Everybody has to give the same amount, but sometimes everybody has to give more than Machta Shekel. You never give less than Machta Shekel. That's halacha. Even if the Beis Nagel figures out, the Beis makes the whole calculation, and it comes out that there are going to be a lot of people giving, and the behemoths are not expensive, and they're only going to be 12 months, and even if they give Machta Shekel, it'll be way more, there's going to be loads of money left over. And the Beis would have recommended, would have liked to recommend, they should only give a revealed Shekel. So that's the mission says, no, you can never get away with giving less than Machta Shekel. But more sometimes you have to give. So the Mephosh Magim Shnai says, so what do you do with the Pesach, Koshal Ayad, Radala, Yamnik? So they say that Pesach means no one is allowed to give more or less than anybody else. Everybody has to give the same amount of money. If it's from the Adonis of Yahweh, the way the Talmidim wrote it up, it's not from the Zohar Mazon, it's from the Talmidim of the Gro. He wrote it as if he said that Hashal Ayad only refers to the Hawar Shah because he's giving the Machta Shekel for Trimot Tadon and it doesn't apply with Darius. But even if it doesn't apply with Darius, let's say a person gives Machta Shekel, then he can give another donation. Can you give donations? Whoever is part of Parashat can give donations? Maybe the person you see is whole lot more. But you can give donations. But only enough we cannot give. That's obviously the problem. Enough we cannot give. He will never be one of the Balei HaKadosh. But any Yisrael who wants to give more, Hashem Yabba doesn't apply. So if one guy wants to give 5,000 donations, he will never give less than the amount that doesn't go to the client. If you want, you can give more. And whoever wants can donate whatever they want. So Chiddush. But if the Pashtus, I thought, is not like the Zohar Gaon, the Mepharshim and the Mishnah Shkolim don't know like that. They say, yes, if you're Mechuyiv in Machta Shekel, then you give, then if you say it's a shame, Machta Shekel, it's not Bo Ben Edwin Zohar, it's only Bo Becholivah. Whatever is not Bo Ben Edwin Zohar, nothing cannot participate. So only the Jews who have a chayva can participate. So the Kotlin doesn't have a chayva, so the answer is no, the Kotlin is mechuyev in the mitzvah, right? The Kedusha says mechuyev theoretically in the mitzvah, but because he's a lot by onshin, he's a lot by God, so he says if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do it. But if he does want to volunteer, he gets chal like an enemy to the Yosef. But it's not the same enemy to the Yosef as Anachi. Anachi is the chlala enemy to the Yosef. But the Kotlin really has the Kedusha Sitzrael enough that should have been mechuyev in the mitzvah. But because he's a lot by God, so if you don't want to, you don't have to. But the way the Mephoshim on the Mishnah is learned, it has to be Bo'a B'chayva. It's not enough to say that it's facing in the Tzivu. To say that the Hedrus is going to be paid with a king Yechotzer, the Hedrus is going to be paid with a king in Hefter, doesn't Hefter. That's not enough. It's not enough if Hedrus is paying with the money. It belongs to them, it has to be Bo'a B'chayva. That's not the part of the Mishnah. Whatever is not Bo'a B'chayva, nothing can I give, and Maksa Shekel is not Bo'a B'chayva. Sometimes the only time you can give Maksa Shekel is when it's given the Torah, Maksa Shekel. What if it says when he sees pulling in Zaytik and Kinyonim over here? Kinyon of Hefka doesn't have to, and a Kinyon of Kinyon Chotzer. Kinyon Chotzer, by the way, wouldn't work according to the Ramban. The famous Ramban in Balabasha Daf Pei, if you did the Jews, the Sefer, the Gemara, the Hidrish Berg, and the Smali Mayim, there's no Me'il in the water. If Amadrish is boiling and it rains, so the Hidrish is playing in the water with a Kinyon Chotzer, like if I have a boar. I have a big bowl and a ring, and my bowl gets filled up with water. So I'm praying over the water with the king of Chatzim. The Hedgish has a bowl, and the bowl gets filled up with water. The Hedgish is cutting the water. So the Gemara says again, though, after that pay, whoever will drink that water will not be in violation of Me'ilah. So the Hedgish says, why not? If the water is nicknamed the Hedgish for the king of Chatzim, so why shouldn't there be a din of Me'ilah? Not Kachim is back. It's Kachim better come by. So it's Me'ilah and Kachim better come by. And kachim is bad. There are two kinds of kachim. Kachim and kachim kalim. There's only meal on some kachim, namely on kachim kachim. And the kachim berik habayis is meal on all kachim berik habayis. No distinction. So why should you say that the water has no meal? So it comes up with the Chiddush Niflo, that Hegdish is not saying that with the king of Chatz. Chatz is not saying the same. Okay, you've got to explain why is kachim not saying that. Why should kachim not be saying that? So they give out his explanations. Rabbi Yehuda Kengel gives out an explanation from his Rebbe. He quotes an Asim Barai to the one of his Rebbe, said Taich, Lashem Ha'ol Tzim Lo'ya. The whole world belongs to the Baruch Hu. So if Hegdish is telling the king of Chatzer, so that anything that touched in the world would become Hegdish. So you would undo the whole institution of Hegdish. The minute anything is Hegdish, it's mitzvah to Hegdish, and it's not so. So obviously Chatzer is not telling for Hegdish. Even if it's in the Beis Hamikdash Gufa, Chatzer is also not telling for Hegdish. Sorry, Yesh Lachalek? Because the character itself is Hefker. The character of the world is Hefker. The Baruch Hu said it's Hefker, but the character of the Beis HaMikdash is not Hefker. It's not such a touch to Hez. Anyway, others give different Hezbeirim for the Kivedir. And the Rechaim Hilch of Beis HaKnesses gives a different Hez, because in Rechaim, the Mogen Avraham quotes from the Agudah. The Agudah was the Talmud of the Rosh. The Agudah writes on that Gemara in Baba Basra. The Sefer Agudah has nothing to do with the political organization Agudah. The Talmud of the Rosh. And the person knows both of the Sefer Agudah and the Shulchan. So the Agudah, I remember I was walking with the Agudah in the streets, and one Balabas thought that I was involved in politics. It has nothing to do with the present day Agudah. So in the Sefer Agudah, he writes based on that Gemara that if a Dovah Shal Hefker, if you find a Dovah Shal Hefker in the Beis HaKnesses, you can keep it for yourself. Because the Beis HaKnesses has the same status as the Beis HaMikdash, and just like Hegdish is not standing with the King of Chatzim, so too the Beis HaKnesses is not standing with the King of Chatzim. So it's really a fair shining din, that the Beis HaKnesses have the status in the moments like the Beis HaMikdash, or does it have the status like the Chatz HaShutzim? Maybe I should consider, who's the owner of the Shul? The Shul is owned by Yel Balbatin? It's a major question. The Shul is owned by Yel Balbatin, or the Shul is owned by the Shul? The Shul is owned by the Shul, like the Beis HaMikdash is owned by the Beis HaMikdash, Hegdish owns it. So here also, the Beis HaKnesses is owned by Hegdish. So the Agudah obviously holds that the Beis HaKnesses, the Midrash Miyak, is owned by Hegdish. The Nesigis and Chesh Mishpat holds not so. Many person holds that we don't accept that whole premise we don't accept. We assume that the Shul is considered a Chatzah HaShutzah. So the Nesigis, so the Agudah, the Magen Avraham has a Beis HaKnesses quotes from the Agudah. We assume that the Shul is like Hegdish, and just like there's no Chatzah for Hegdish, so too the Beis HaKnesses is not turning with a King of Chatzah.
If you look at there on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, the bottom of the Daf has a whole explanation as to why Hekdish is not claimed by the King of Hashem. That's a whopper of a shot. So you show me that the Magen Avraham has this chumah that it gets, that you have to put the get into the hand of the Yishu completely. That if you have part of the get is sticking out, there's no good. Part of sticking out here and here, you have to fold it up so small that the whole get should be the minute is not so that kind of stuff. You don't do like that. For years and years they've been divorcing people and the get is always sticking out a little bit. So the Kilegis says that that the minig is wrong. I do not like the Noitzi laws and the minig in Gitmig Masa, Shlomo Hotraza, Gitmig Hashem. He's going to say that children from the second husband are Mamzer. So the Kilegis says, but you're Mamzer. He says, what do you mean? He says, Shlomo Hotzi laws. That's not a thing that I've done. Yeah, but it's a half so there are. He says, they are Mamzer. I'm not Gitmig Mamzer. Rabbi Shem Salvechik used to, Rabbi Shem Salvechik is not fit like Rabbi Kilegi, but the Tisk and Shulam writes that nobody else in the world, you know about the Salvechik family, no one in the world is observing this Kumar of Rabbi Kilegi. So in that piece on Hilchos Beis Haknesses, he has this long recitation of Chotzer and Yad and Hadbor, when it's in Hadbor, when it's in Yad, when it's in Chotzer, so he has a whole house today and he showed me that to explain why Hegdish is not coming when it's in Chotzer. Anyway, so that's all based on that. Tosis and Barabasa Daf Pei. The Rambam here says that it's not true. Where did Tosis come up with such a wild notion that Hegdish is not claiming the King of Chatzah? So it's like Hegdish is claiming the King of Chatzah. Hegdish is claiming. But he says just like Hegdish is claiming the King of Chatzah, and it's a secular way of acquiring property, and the property belongs to you in a secular sense. I have money in the bank. There's something holy about it. Just because I'm a very holy person, so my money's holy? No. Who covers me? My money covers. Just because I'm a holy person. It doesn't necessarily mean that anything the Gemara has the pasuk of Elisha, who kaddish me in Shosaka, that Gehaz he was not kaddish. Just because he's a holy man, doesn't mean that all the shamot and all the money that he has is kaddish also. But the Ramban says Hekdish is telling with the Kinya Chatzer. Hekdish is holy. The karka is holy because somebody is managed the karka, but the money that falls into the karka, the rain that's collected in the ditch, he is running with mana. The rain that falls in, that Hegdish is truly coming with the King of Chatzah, belongs to Hegdish in a secular sense. There's no Kedushas Hegdish on it. There's no one Hegdish between Yana without a Kedushas Hegdish. He says, that's why there's no Me'ila. There's a Nisuk Zeila. It belongs to Hegdish, it's not Hefter. But he says, if there's no Din of Me'ila. So if you hold like that Ramban, then obviously he can't give the answer of the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that when a cotton gives it to Hegdish, I say Hefter doesn't have to, that it doesn't belong to the cotton in our favor. I had a Hegdish acquired ownership by it, Hegdish is coming with the King of Chatzah. According to the Ramban and Barbas and Daftay, fine, that's wonderful, Hegdish is coming with the King of Chatzah, but it won't have Dushas Hegdish, it will only be modern Hegdish. It won't have Dushas Hegdish. But according to Rassman, right, according to Tosis as well, according to both, you have a Gemara Barbas. So even you take shot like the Ramban and you take shot like Tosis, so you say, according to both it's wrong. According to the Ramban, Tosis is wrong. According to the Ramban and according to Tosis, the Nesivis is answer is wrong. How can it be that Hegdish is telling the King of Chatzah? You have Chatzah doesn't work for Hegdish. Or even though it works, it doesn't get Dushas Hegdish. That's right. So the Nesivis is answer is against all of the Shem and all of us are that. The Pashtus is not like the Tosis, not like the Nesivis. The Pashtus is that the Kotel is a Mufla Samach Leish. And if you say that he's talking about a Mufla Samach is only the Rabbanon, or you say you assume that the Mishnah is talking even a younger child before, you have to say somebody else was Magdish on his behalf. Somebody gave someone who was passed by Mitzvah, gave the Master Shekel on his behalf. And that the Gemara says that the Mishnah says is legitimate. The Gemara says Shekel or Shiklo, that the Mishnah in the Dorim, not Laman Hay, that you can have that. Just like you can have Magdish on Menashe's Kappa Bechaveiro, that somebody can pay for a carbon on my behalf, and I'll become the balakadim for kapara purpose, and so too. The Mishnah says, shokel or shiflo, somebody else can give a maksa shekel on my behalf, and it will be korev on my behalf, and it will be considered that I was yotzei in that mitzvah, maksa shekel. You have to say that that's what's going on by the kapara. You have to say that someone else gave the maksa shekel on behalf of the kapara. And we know the kapara is not mechuyev, he's a lot after you, but he has a kedushas yisrael, which is enough kedushan of the mitzvah, which is mechayev in mitzvah, but theoretically, he should have been mechuyev Maksa Shekel. Only 2 years if he's allowed by that, he has a tour. But if a volunteer, if somebody will volunteer the mitzvah needs to be here, then it'll be the third day in the Shiva V'yaseh, then it will be a kiyum on mitzvah. Not like a nafri. The chlal not in the parish at all. Of course, even the parish is just that if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So if somebody gives him needs to be here, then the mission says we'll accept. But the Nesivis is parish of Chatzah Shreya according to both, you know? Shreya. It's not correct. not correct, both according to Tosafot and according to the Rambam. And the Tosafot says, what do you mean Hekdesh is kinda with a kingdom hefty bez mehefta? Hefty bez mehefta? Someone gave a donation. That's, so the Mishnah says you don't accept donations in Matzah Shekhar. Very, very smart. Well, let's say there are a lot of poor people and they can't afford to give Matzah Shekhar. They're obligated to it. I'm wealthy and I can afford it. So I can't, I'll tell all the people, I'll give Matzah Shekhar on your behalf and I'll give it on your behalf and I'll give it on your behalf. That's okay. It's not a violation of Ha'ashe Lo Yad. I'm not donating extra. I'm giving, this is a Matzah Shekhar of Reuven, this is a Matzah Shekhar for Shimon. And now he can't give another Matzah Shekhar. That's it. Every person can only give one to a customer. Every person can only give one Matzah Shekhar. And not more. Either gives it himself or someone else gives it first. But we said before that you don't allow Magdush Amunashi Skapa by Chaver, by the Korbanis people. That means if a private person will fund all the Korbanis people, but if a private, that's for the Tzibur. But if I will fund your Matzah Shekhar, what the Mishnah says is acceptable. Mishnah says Shokolo Shik. So that is allowed.
Exactly what gives the Matzah Shekhar?
You should say.
So
when you're not cousin,
so then we're
going to
say that a cousin could be
healed
for a
gadol. If you're going to move to a family issue, is that right? That a cousin can give for a gadol?
But it's only that we don't have a gadol, because you couldn't, you wouldn't be able to say that a cousin is not yourself, you have to give for a gadol.
No.
In other words, only if the one who gives it over is the one who gives it to the No,
it has to be Al Menashe is Kapa somebody. It has to be somebody's Matzah Shekhar. Matzah Shekhar is Shoplani, Shoplani, Matzah Shekhar is Shoplani. It has to be on behalf of someone. That's why it's a Talmud. It's a Talmud. I'm going to see this. What do you mean Hegdish is Kenny with a king? Chatzah, Hegdish is Kenny with a king and Hegdish is Kenny with a king. Then it's not labeled as anybody's Matzah Shekhar. So they're Kenny. The Kenny is a Kedusha. So what? But it didn't get Achal Hashem Matzah Shekhar, Shoplani, Shoplani. So you shouldn't be able to accept that. The only time you can label it is if Hegdish got it by Gesh Gushas Teh. But if Hegdish gets it by King Yechatzeh, so how does it have my name attached to it? It became, I lost my ownership on the Matzah Shekhar with Hefka Beit Mehefka. And how is Hegdish claiming with the King Yechatzeh? So I'm done already. So, there is a machlokes in Chayshe Mishpo regarding the din of Kareya Chodesh Shel Chaveiroi. Mishnah in Tzidus talks about this. If somebody borrowed money from somebody else, then a third party comes to pay the malva. So it says that there is such a thing, a Kareya Chodesh Shel Chaveiroi. But there is a machlokes in Chayshe Mishpo, how do I understand that? What does that mean, Kareya Chodesh Shel Chaveiroi? Does it mean that if someone else pays the public Kareya? It doesn't mean that in the case where somebody else gives the money to the malveh, so by the malveh accepting that money, it's understood, it's implicit that he's merchel the debt to the loaver. But it's not that someone else has the ability to pay up my choy, has the ability to pay up my debt. So Rabbi Chana Rashman quotes a rabbi from Rabbi Shimon Shkot. How can anybody say that he learned Rabbi Shimon? He learned Rabbi Shimon and Barak kind of both. How can anybody say, Haparecha, Shacharecha, is not Toruah? The Mishnah says in the Dram, Shokol or Shiklo. If somebody else could give Matzah Shekhar, I might be here. So if you're going to say the Pshat is that the Malveh is, it's implicit, it's understood that the Malveh is Mechel, the debt to the Lover, because the other guy, this outsider, gave him a Matana. So how can you say over here, what the giver is Mechel, my obligation to give Matzah Shekhar because someone else gave a donation to Hegdish? But you don't accept donations in Matzah Shekhar fund. And the giver is not the Balabot to be Mechel anything to anybody. So isn't it obvious in this Mishnah, that's how he quotes. That's how Rabbi Chana quotes in his Rebbe, Mother Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. Isn't it obvious in the Mishnah that HaPorei HaChavu Shachadar, that's the Chavu's Torah. But we find that it wasn't the Chacham. We just explained that the Shokel HaShik was based on the principle of Magdash HaMenashe is Kappa Bei Chaveira. It's not an Indian of Kiro and Achei. You're not paying up a debt over here. It's a different Allah of Magdash that. You're Magdash something. Everybody, every Jewish person has to be Magdash and Magdash HaShekel. Lishmar, this is Reuven's Machta Shekha, this is Shimon's Machta Shekha. From the minute that he's Magdish, it gets a Kishan, there's a din of Me'ila. Lishmar, there's a din of Me'ila on it. Not from a din of Piran Achoy. It's a din of Piran Achoy. It's a mitzvah Hadvashi. So just like by Korbanus HaYochid, there's a din of Magdish HaMenashe's Kappa Bechaveh. One person can be Magdish with Korban on the death of somebody else. So to over here, by the Machta Shekha, you can have a Magdish HaMenashe's Kappa Bechaveh. Whether the other person has to make good, that's a different question.
So the demand to compare it to use it as a code, just as a code zone as a about
the Gemara compares it with respect to a different issue, whether the guy can demand reimbursement later. Let's say I paid the Machta Shekel for you and I didn't say in advance I'm doing you a favor. I'm paying Machta Shekel on behalf.
But if it's called on Rashi's Kango for there, so what's the happening?
Good, I want you to pay me. If it wasn't clear that I don't expect you to pay, if I say, I make so much more money than all of you guys, I want to give Machta Shekel on behalf of everybody, so it's understood I'm giving you a present, so then for sure I can't charge you money later on. But what if I say, you're looking in your pocket, you want to give you Machta Shekel, and then you want to put your money in the push, and I say, well, I'll do Machta Shekel for you, so I give it to you. And I never say that it means you're going to pay me back later, but you're not going to pay me back later. And then I say, no, I want you to pay, it was understood that it was a loan. So that's the shana that the Gemara spelled through to Torecha v'Shechaveh. But it doesn't mean that the fact that the Machta Shekel is chal for me is based on the same identical with the din of Torecha v'Shechaveh. That's not. That doesn't say in the Gemara. But they haven't commented the other issue, whether I can demand payment. That has to do with the discussion that we spoke about the other day in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin. What's the din if somebody does services for me and I didn't ask him for to do it? So can he charge me Spheres Polem or not? So that's 2 days in Tosfos on this sugya. On this sugya, when you have most of your own, we passed in that way, but sometimes you. But you can't charge Spheres Polem even though the other person does what you have to do for unsolicited services. Then the Chumash has a din of Kiddush Shidah and Ravlan. The Halacha says that a Kohen is not permitted to do Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash unless he washes Kiddush Shidah and Ravlan. The Rambam, we learned in the second parashah in Sanhedrin, the Rambam has the din that whoever is not allowed to do Aveda is not only not allowed to do Aveda, he's not even allowed to enter Ben Gurulam al HaMizbeach. The Mashal HaBalmum, the Rosh, the Gordon, the Yayin, they're not allowed to do Aveda, so they're not even allowed to enter Ben Gurulam al HaMizbeach. Here, the Mishnah just says he's not allowed to enter the Heichal. It doesn't say that he's not allowed to enter Ben Yudam Lamizbeach. So the Tezis Yontif on the Mishnah is asked, how come it would appear from the Mishnah, from the Rambam, this quotes the Mishnah, that to enter Ben Yudam Lamizbeach is Mutta. Malishtana here from the other page. Yeah. And if that's what it was, obviously you have to go there in order to wash the Kiddush HaKlal. So this is the Yotzim and HaKlal. So this is the Yotzim and HaKlal. That's what I mean. This is the Yotzim and HaKlal. So the Min Haschina quotes this Tosis Yom, and he says he thinks that it's not even a Yotzim and HaKlal. If you look in the Rambam writes why there's an Isser, that Baal Nun is not allowed to do Avoda. So it's not Kvod Shemaim, so it's not Kvod Shemaim. They just have Baal HaMinyan walking around either Ben Yehuda or Ramizbeach. It's not Kvod Ashkina to have this guy with the hippie haircut, with the long hair, with the Kruid Gordon, with the torn dungarees, with the Kruid Rosh, with the Shikr. The Baal HaShem wants you to call him in the Beis HaMikdash, not to do Avodah, not to look in. Shalom Ruchutzi Adayim Vaglayim, what's his door? The guy is clean, he's neat, he's well groomed, he's wearing nice Gordon, he was taken in the Mikdash Tor. He just didn't watch Kiddush on that one, so that's only a day and a half later. The Rambam never quotes at all that there's an Issa right to here. The Rambam writes by the other places that he could be Zoyan, and he says, even though the only be mouth is if he enters Ben Willem on his bear, but he says it's improper to even to let him walk in before the Mizbeach. You should have a guard at the front door and to prevent these people from walking in from the very beginning, because it's not right. But the mouth is wrong if he enters Ben Willem on his bear. So then Hasidic writes, he doesn't think that there is any Yisrael Reis in the Chlau. The whole Yisrael is the Heichal. So the Rishon says, I'm not lying, only the Elisa de Rabbanon. So the Mele thinks the whole Elisa center, the Hechel is only the Rabbanon. And later they never extended it, they were Ulam Alam Mizbech. The only time you say the Ulam Alam Mizbech is Dino Ke Hechel, is when the Elisa de Rabbanon in Hechel, then the Rav Chaim explained, the Halakha Moshe Messina says, the Ulam Alam Mizbech is also Dino Ke Hechel. But it's all been a Hechel group as only the Rabbanon, the only event of the Dino Rabbanon. So what do they have to extend it then? Ulam Alam Mizbech. What does she say? Women?
Yeah.
Women don't even enter the Yazar? How do they enter the women? We didn't have a question. The Gemara says Kohanis may not do Avodah. We had a question, what's the nature of the Jews? Is Shamelah had a status, did they have the status of Zar? Was it Yisrael Shemayim? Or no, just that there's a possible, but there's no Din Azar. No, the Gemara says, Isha Bazar Minayin, a woman is never in the Azar. The Machlokes is Rashi in places. What that means? Rashi says it's prohibited. It's an issue for a woman to enter the Azar. The women have to stay only in the Azar's Nashim. And places writes in Kiddushin, and not Gemara, in the second place. We never came across that there's a prohibition for a woman to enter the Azar. Place says, no, it just means that Nidaki Atzilis, they never walked on the other side of the Mechitza, but it's not an Easter. It just never would be there. Once in a while, places says they would be there by a Sefer. But she has to be in the Azar. And Rashi, the Shifa saw, Rashi and Sefer says, no. Even when the Sefer came to the Beis HaMikdash, she stayed in the Ezra's Nashim. She stayed in the women's section. She never really walked into the Azar. And places says, this is about Rashi and Sefer. That's what the Acharim said, that's basically Shifa saw and Kiddush in the end of the second Ezra. The Isha Bazar Menayim is a real din. Or it's just a statement of the Dati Hatzmir.
How could you ask somebody
who
didn't wash
Kish,
Yadayim,
Red Lion,
and
Rehil? How could
that only mean
it's Darwah? You should be an Isha Abir Ekanis. Knisha Ekanis. I mean, Hatzmir talks about that. What is the deal of Knisha Ekanis? And it's this further, he talks about that. Is the Yisra Knisha Ekanis limited after to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Does it even apply to the Hechel? And just the Smagho, that if you do Ishtachvo, you don't even have... The smart holds you don't have to do an avoided after. All avoiders need Kirshul HaMaglan, but there's no need to do an avoid in order to remove the status of ERA Kones. If you enter into the Hechel and do a Shtachvor, so it's Machlokes like the Rambam and the smart. The Rambam says that it is ERA Kones, and the smart, quoted by the Mishnah, says that it's not a ERA Kones. So he says maybe the Shtachvor can take off the ERA Kones, and there won't be any Easter deraisa of. Of being Nichnas to lead Kiddush Da'an Adlan.
I was really asking that, isn't it
an Issa
that
we're going
to enter the
Hechel,
bring
Kiddush Da'an Adlan? No, Nichnas says there's no Issa at all. He says that's not a Bizoyin. He says a Bizoyin is if it's Grey Rosh, Grey Godim, Shtiya Yayin, or Balmun. But I'm right, that's a Bizoyin to the Shlinit. They have these people who are doing Avoda, having Ramun Ram. It's not a Bizoyin. It's not very successful. You need Kiddush Da'an Adlan. So this one is only a halacha, it's not a bizoyin, so there's no isa to enter the Hechel either. Either Mishnah in Kalim says it's prohibited for the Shlomo Chutzidan Adlam to enter the Hechel, so Mishnah says that's only the Rabbanim. So he says, once it's only the Rabbanim, it's Mishnah the Kasha of the Tesis Yankos. Why it's not prohibited even then the Ulam Ram is there? Whatever, can isa the Raisa to enter the Hechel, then they even said Mikam Halacha Moshim Sinai. Should even extend to the area of Ben Ulam Ram is back. Every time we do our bottom in the Hechel group, so there's no need to extend it further.
It says in the Torah, they should
give
to
you as
I am
with Moyam Lusur.
How do
we do our bottom? That goes, the Zarma Ramad, Yechat Samayim Lusur. So it means when you do Avodah. When you do Avodah on our mode, or the Krishna Lamizbeach Lashay is when you do Avodah inside or outside, whenever they're doing Avodah. But if they're not doing any Avodah, then there's no Lusur at all. So then he asks, but if they're not doing any Avodah, the Knisa, the Tavir, the Konis, it gives a discussion on Be'er Ekanis. The Gemara in Zvachim in the second period, he writes in the passage that the Kiddush Adayim Ve'Adlayim has to be done by Amida. The Kohen has to stand up. It's not only because Ein Yishiv Ba'azor, El Malka Be'azor Gobadah, no one's allowed to sit. The Gemara says that here will be a psul. It'll be absurd. Marshal, if the Kohen does the Avodah sitting down, not only has he violated an Issa that he's sitting down in the Azorah, the Avodah will be possible for the Yadav. You can have people violate some kind of an Issa or another, and the Avodah won't be possible. But if you do the Avodah in the Usha, then the Avodah is possible. So here also, these are separate things. If you do Kiddush Yayin Ve'Adlayim, the Yeshiva, it has to be repeated. You're not Yetzer, you have to do it again. And the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, what if he's leaning? This is where the Tanaim have the machlokes, whether smicha ki yeshiva, smicha tamina. How does the Gemara bring it in? Because the Gemara discusses exactly how do you do kiddush on that line. So the Gemara says he has to hold his hand over his foot and pour the water over both. He has to suspend his whole body on one leg. He has to hold the right hand over the right foot, the left hand over the left foot, and pour the water. So not all the time can stand, can balance themselves on one foot. But sometimes they're going to have to lean. So the Gemara has a whole shot about what if he's leaning? Is that considered doing the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, the Yeshiva, or Bamida? That's just rather how he passed the Lein Rav, where the Smich is Yeshiva, Smich is Bamida. We discussed it by Kabbalah David, the Yeshiva, Bamida. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk also, that the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein should be done after the Kohen is already wearing the big day kahuna. Shouldn't do the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein first and then put on the big kahuna. Because the Pasuk says, Yuchatzu Mayim, or the Gishpon on his back, Mishalei Slahat to Mishalashem. So it sounds like they do the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, then they can walk right over to the Mizbeach and do the Avoda. But if he's going to do the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein before he puts on the big kahuna, then he's going to put it on, so he's going to be Mechus HaMaisim. If the Pasuk is Mashma, that he can walk straight over to do the Avoda Sakabon. And the Sefer Kulchemda, he quotes a kasha from the Chalkis Yoyot. Kulchemda was a Talmud, or both Talmudim of the Sahachal, or both Talmudim of the Arun Ezer. So he quotes from the Chalkis Yoyot, he was such a genius. The Sahachal was such a genius. And it's not shy to give all the sheer genius to Talmudim. So you see that none of his Talmudim picked up his, but we all also have juniors, but either to the right or to the left, it's never the same as the end. You have a normal way of approaching learning, you know, flat, land. So that you can give up on a style. There are various styles of learning. Whoever has a style can give up. But the Rebbe is just a sheer genius. The Talmudim are not everybody can be a genius. They just can't give it up. And even if they're very, very bright. But every genius is his own genius. The Talmudim didn't have this thing. Well, they both learned. Every time he puts on big dikunis, every time he takes off big dikunis, that's Kiddush Lein Rav Lein. So the din is that if he doesn't do Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, the avodah is no good. What if he did once in the morning with his Kiddush Lein Rav Lein and he didn't do the other nine, the other Kiddush Lein Rav Lein? So at the end of the avodah would be good even without that. It's not the opposite of the avodah. Because if the other is bothered with a passion, but he takes, first he wears big dikunis, then love him and draw, then love him and draw. Those are the five units of Avodah. When he does the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, he puts on the big dizor in the morning, the first set of Avodah, and he does the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein. Okay? So at that time, when he does the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, he can right away walk to the Mizbeach and do Avodah. Then he takes off the big dikuna, so the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein should evaporate into thin air. Because now he's Mechus HaMaisa, he can't do Avodah until he puts on big dikuna again. So he puts on the second unit of big dikuna. But the second unit of Avodah puts on a big day love on, he should require the Kuvah, and now the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, because that's why doing Kiddush Lein Rav Lein, before wearing the big day Kuvah, he gives the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein before he wears the big day love on. Or even when he does the big day Zohar, the third unit of the day, or the fifth unit of the day, the Zohar, 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 and Love on the second and the fourth. Even when he does the third unit, or the fifth unit, the big day Zohar, but he had taken off the big day Zohar for a while. Or the Gemara says, what to do if the Kohen went to the bathroom? Does he have to do the Kiddush Lein Rav Lein all over again? The Gemara discusses what in the Kohen. The Gemara in the Kohen. It's common. And based on that discussion in Yume, that the person talks about a person comes out of Beis HaKipre, does he have to, wash his hands? Abayi should wash his hands with the Shabbos. You have a lot of water, you wash your hands with the Shabbos. But in Europe, they didn't have running water, they didn't have faucet. Running water, hot water, they didn't have cold, they didn't have any running water. No cold water running either. Not just they didn't have hot water. you really have to schlep water from the well. So the shayla is that you really have to wash your hands just for coming out of the bathroom before you daven or you learn whatever. The thing is, it makes a psak based on his demerit. That's when the Kavim Gedalim, you do it, when the Kavim Gedalim, you eat all, Ellen Kain Shivshay, unless his hands are dirty, from the Meir Ahlan, Hashem. When the Kain goes to the Gedalim and he comes back to the Beis HaMikdash to finish the Avodah, he doesn't have to do Kishnav Aglan again. But he went to the Gedalim, he had to take off the big Bikuna. When he takes off the big Bikuna, but then he can't do Avodah. When he puts it on again, so it comes back that the Kishnav Aglan was done, the Chutzah Maishri, it was done before he put on the big Bikuna, so he has to repeat. But if the Chemba says that that's not correct, it's not the Moshe. The Gemara has a discussion in the second Torah from the Zrachim. Just like Lina passes on Kavdanis, Lina passes on Kiddushan Raglan. Let's say the Kohen did Kiddushan Raglan 8 o'clock in the evening, and then he's doing Avodah all night long, that's his shift, and then it comes the next morning. It comes Avodah Shach, and the next morning, so the Gemara says Lina passes Kiddushan Raglan, he has to do Kiddushan Raglan again. All the Moshe, the Gemara has a software, that's the Machlitz, whether that's the right of the Rabban. Whether that still be, is the right to the Rabbanan on the Yadai. Or the Gemara has a revival of Shita, what about Yetzay? What if the Tengolo is in the Beit HaMikdash, he does finish the Raglan, and then he walks out from the Yadai, and then he comes back in. But there's a true Yetzay that Chala and Korban is, if you take Kachi Kachim Kutla Zor, and if so be Yetzay, take the Chayyav of the Dham, Kutla Zor, and if so be Yetzay, so what's he doing if he took his hands out of the Yadai, and he came to Avoid outside of the Yadai, so the hands should be like Avoid, or like Kachi Kachim, what if he took his hands out of the Yadai, he walked back, and walked back in, does he have to repeat things on Adlan? That's a shayla in the Gemara. What's the verse over here? That when you take off the kish, the Adlan is only kosher if you did it with the big kahuna on, and if you take off the big kahuna, so that's going to pass on the kish on Adlan. So that's what the Tanga says, no, that's not what it means. The Gemara just had a yafus that you're supposed to do the finish of Adlan. You have to put it on the bottom, not before. But it doesn't mean that when you take off the garden, that it's going to be going to vanish into thin air. He doesn't think that that's correct at all. He doesn't think that it's a kasha. There is no such halach. And the same thing is right, that this mitzvah, Kiddushan Aglaim, is the marker of the Guinness. The Kiddush is dying for blood. There's a hachamim required in Kiddush is dying for truma. So he gave her when Kiddush is dying for Beit HaMikdash, and he says, why? It's in order, Mishim Shrach truma. Truma, that the person while he's washing the person dying for eating the apple that's truma, the potato that's truma, whatever it is that's truma, he should bring to his mind whether his tummy is tohu. And if he's tummy, then he won't eat it, then he'll have to go to the mikveh and have harishamis before you. And because of eating truma, the chachamim extended it also to eating chulin dish of bread. That's how the Sefer Achinah says. I'm a kulis yadayim, is it called a tikkun abayim, so they like to tikkun, if you change the rice, of this material sedan of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. But these two are points that that's really a shayla. The Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes about this in the Beit HaMikdash. The Ramban quotes a different Gemara, Shulam Tivor and Merav, but the Gemara says that the material sedan for Sude is Mishim Mishim. That is the hygienic service. It's not Mishim Tzrach Tuna. It has nothing to do with the material sedan for Tuna or for Kodonim. And the Ramban and the Sefer HaMikdash disagree, but the Rambam holds no. But that's not the main reason. The main reason is for Mishum Tzrach Tuma. This world has not the meaningfulness between the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Nitzuros HaDayim was instituted Mishum Nikiyus, or the Nitzuros HaDayim was instituted as a Gzeira the Rabbanon because of Tuma or because of Avodas HaKorban. And the Torah has the din of Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. The Min HaSchinach on this din, and the din of Kiddushan Raglan quotes the Gemara says how far you have to wash the yad. So the Gemara says Ara Peir, until the joint. Which joint? So he says the Persis and Kulun Kuvar and Beis has a Machloek. So he's showing two opinions, but it means to the wrist, it means to the elbow. And the Gemara says in Sefer that the Kohanim have to wash their hands before they duchen, and the Rambam writes in Hilchot Tefillah when he quotes the Dinim of Nesiyas Kapayim that the Tzadim have to wash their hands before they do him to the same extent that they would wash their hands before they do Avodah Kachabonah, so the 2 days in Pesach, whether they wash their hands till the wrist or they wash their hands till the elbow. So we're Mako. We don't know any Tzadim to wash their hands till the elbow, but they're supposed to wash till the wrist. If you look, a lot of times you see the Tzadim only wash, they have their watches over here, they have their jackets very far down. Like this, and they're washing till it's just on the tips of the fingers. So that's not right, you have to tell them. So the Vim or the Rabban, after all the Rabban, someone in charge has to tell them that they have to pull everything back and wash them till the wrist. The Gemara has a machlok. The Gemara says, how far do you have to wash them till the wrist for bread, when you eat bread? The Gemara says, also out of Paris, but it's not the same Paris. So that's a machlok, it's Rashi in Paris. It says, only till the end of the fingers, till the knuckle. And Rashi says, till the wrist. So we're machlok like Rashi. We are doing it enough till the knuckle. And Lachatchila Mamachmer, that's not Kishabov and Yom Kippur, but as he says, if you're only permitted to wash what's absolutely necessary, but otherwise it's Rechitza Shofani Sosasa, so he says you only wash through a knuckle, because that's what Hebrew Abin is all year long. All year long, it's only a Chumra that Mamachmer for Rashi. That Chumra, that Mamachmer for Rashi, says that's only for bread. But the Kohanim, if you want to be Mamachmer, it's still a elbow. If you want to be Mako, it's still a wrist. But if you do less than the wrist, then there's no Shita. That's not proper.
You said that
the Rabban said that the Rabban
should
be first to
the
Rabban. So therefore, shouldn't the issue to the Rabban should wash? That's a good question on the Sefer Achinah, because the Gemara says the things that the Shurim are not the same. The Gemara says that until the Dan is only to be here, until you stand back around this, I'll make this is further. It's just unclear. According to Rashi, the Tzadik Tzadik for bread is still here. It's obviously based on this issue still here. Because the Tzadik Tzadik for bread is still here, there's knuckles, and then it's based on this issue. You're able to say either this or that. Faith is a sweet Rashi opinion. Rashi can't have two opinions. Rashi has to hold the elbow. Because the most of the parish is the further joint. The Rashi has to go to the elbow for the Quran. So that's a taina against the Tzadik Rashina. How does it say the Rabbis to look at Dayim for bread? Is based on this claim, but I said based on this passion. That's not the time. The next mitzvah in the Tekel Achinos is the next one in the Chumash. It means that you have to have Shemen Alishka and you have to use it for anointing Kohanim Gedolim and for anointing Melochim. The Gemara says that there's a difference between Mashiachas HaMelech. There's several differences between Mashiachas HaMelech and Mashiachas HaKohen. There's one difference exactly what you anoint. So Melech, you make Kain Nezer, you go all the way around and around. And if Tengola, you don't do Kain Nezer, you might as well just do a little bit in the front. Like the Ois Ki. The Ois Ki is X. The Greek letter T, you know. But then Gemara has another difference. What if you have a Melech, then Melech, you have a Tengola, then Tengola. You mean that Malchus will be Yusha, if it's no Roy, if the Ben is held in the car. And Kunigdola will be Yusha. If the Ben is well attached. So if you have a Tengol, Ben Tengol, to his mother and Zachary and Tosin, but you still need Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha. If you have a Melech Ben Melech, then you don't need B'Shem HaMishcha unless there was Machloket. Unless there was Machloket. So the Mishnah Kunach has a very interesting suffix. It's Nagir La'alocha L'Moitah Mashiach, you guys. So we'll find out. When Mashiach comes, we'll find out what the answer is. He says, what if a king died, and then there was a machlokes, who should take over? And they decided one son is going to take over, but not everybody was so keen about the idea. And whenever there's machlokes, so you have to have Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha. And they're about to officially appoint him as the melech with the Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, but then he drops dead. And he has a son. His son, everybody's master. They're thrilled. They're happy that the old man died. That's why they were unhappy before, they didn't like him. Happy that he died, and his son is Roy and Hagun. And everybody's happy. It's machlokes. But he only gets the Yerusha via his father. If he weren't the son of that son, they wouldn't have gotten Yerusha. So since there was a machlokes by the old man, by the father, so the halacha required that you need Mashiach, so the grandson also needs Mashiach. And she would say, no, this is like Tata now, right? Machlokes. Now you don't need Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. But he said that the din Yerusha was Tata, once the machlokes, the whole din Yerusha is Tata, so to speak. So therefore, you have to have Mashiach even on the grandson, even though the grandson is not Machlokes. So they say, no, you just need the Mashiach to be the Salah of the Machlokes. So Dion in Avdi Neza, I think he has in the Sheish Maris Lakisa, he touches on this also. So Rachid said over that, I think that part of the Sheish Maris Lakisa, he said over Machlokes, I think Rashi. The Rambam, he makes his Medayat in the Shainis, whether you have a Machlokes Yid Mashiach is lahash kifus ha-machlekes, that's the whole Yisrael Adin. Yid Mashiach because his bottle of hole kimat is considered bottle of hole in Yerushalim. So he says, Rechap anach kimine, for Melech ha-Mashiach, Melech ha-Mashiach will be a descendant of Malchus Beis David. A descendant of Zera David and Zera Shlomo. So he says, Hashem ha-Melech died, there was a big machlekes. Only Yehuda accepted Rechavim. The rest of the Shvatim never accepted him. Lost his love, right? And it's going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Everybody's going to assume. Everyone will accept the Melech HaMashiach as the Melech. So the other Shvatim who rejected Rechavim as the Melech from day number one, but then when the Mashiach will be in his gala, we will assume they will accept the Melech HaMashiach without any machloket. So the Shaila is whether the Melech HaMashiach will need Mashiach. Why is he called the Melech HaMashiach? Because he's going to need Mashiach? Or because he will be an enikol from David HaMelech, who was Mashiach Hashem? So you may have seen a crisis, he's not searching. Somebody, there is a rabbi in Mexico, forget his name, because I was talking with him in Mexico, wrote a statement on the Raman Hilchos Melochim, the Miyuchot. A rabbi comes here, and it's a little safer. It's around this size, but thinner, and one third the size. Sounds like what Yoshimi has it. Yoshimi has a big staple with all heavy artillery, and this is a light weapon. He has a safer commentary on the Ram. So he talks about these minchas. He brings some riot that rabbi saw it a long time ago. They probably haven't arrived yet. Some rabbis in Mexico has a book on this dish. Well, the Melech HaMashiach will need Mashiach HaMashiach on this corner.
In Mexico, when we discussed before about the definition of the school term,
Now, the Gemara says, do you have to assert that the majority of the Jewish population, or no, but you don't need that. All you need is all the Shvatim should be represented. The Rabbinic complaint that all you need is every Shevet should be represented. Now, the Rishonim speaks first to him, that's not all. That's the Gemara, and Anthony says that, but more than that, you need also that the majority of the world Jewish population should live in Eretz. The next thing in the Chumash is the din of the Ketelet, that you have to have Yud-Aleph Shamamonim for the Ketelet. The Gemara says that from the Yud-Aleph Shamamonim, the Chelvinah had a Reach Ra'ah, did not have a fragrant aroma, that's it. It smelled bad, but because of the other 10 Shamamonim that had a good Reach, so they all blended in together and they canceled the bad effects of the aroma of the Chelvinah. So what did the Banish Chumash require? And that's one of these Shamamonim that's written exclusively in the Chumash, that you have to have the Chelvinah. What did the Banish Chumash require? That you have to have Chelvinah, that has a Reach Ra'ah. So the Gemara says, and Hurry is to teach you that you have to be Mitzarek to Rishonim also. That the Tzaddikim shouldn't isolate themselves and leave the Rishonim all alone. You have to try to be Mitzarek to Rishonim together with you, not on every occasion. Once in a while you have to be Mitzarek. So the Gemara says, Mitzarek, and this person you derive the thing for that on a kind of people, you have to, at least on Tanaisim's, on Tanaisim you have to be Mitzarek to Rishonim. That's why on Yom Kippur. All the world's Mishnah comes to Shul on Yom Kippur. And call time to see the shame of the Israel, but any time to see. But that's why you begin. The Yeshiva Shamar, 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 the So normally you don't have to be matter, but if you put them in chayim, and the chayim included not to allow them to come into shul, so you have to be matter them, because otherwise the Yom Kippur won't be a valid Yom Kippur. The Maharsha has a famous comment, and that's Mar Harriyas, where he writes that you still can't be Messiah unto the minion, and that's why you needed 11 Shamamonim. There's 10 women in the world. That's the line in the Mashiach that everybody always likes to quote. And Mishra Saliza quotes that also when he talks about Zionism. He says, we're going to go together with these applications. Don't forget the Mashiach. That the Chabon is not Messiah for the minion. Okay. How can that? Apikor Dini Kachem, the Rambam and the Shiva writes, Apikor Dini Kachem is not Messiah for the minion. And Moshe Feinstein, for some reason or another, doesn't accept that Rambam. As in his truth, he says, the Gemara tells us, Dinim of Apikor Dini Kachem, and the Gemara never says, Benegir to Tzirus for a minion. He says, Abba, the Gemara learns that the Klolim, that you need a Dovish of Kedusha, needs a Sora, because it says, when it dash to the Sophonay, so it says the word Toch. In connection with the Dovish of Kedusha, then it says, Amasai Laida Hara HaZoyitz, And the verse I'm speaking about the Meraglim. And then there's another pasuk that has the word Tochen Eidor connected. So he says the Meraglim, the Gemara says, were apikusim. Because they said, because of Tumi Menor, that the nations, the Canaanim who were living in Eretz Canaan, were stronger than Apel and Tochen. Menu. If you say Menu means because that they're stronger than us, they can say they're stronger than him. But the Gemara Sefer says that the Rabbanim were apikusim, that they said, because of Tumi Menor, that the nation living in Eretz Canaan is stronger than the Rabbanim from Tivayah. So the Moshe said to the people in the Gemara that apikus mamitzur are still minyan. So the Gemara learned that the whole idea of a minyan, that the Rabbanim should be doing that Torah from the Meraglim. The Rambam apparently holds not so. He holds that he's just learning out that you need 10, but you miss for 10, but you're not learning out that people like the Meraglim, if the guy's really an apikus, he would not be missed for 10 minyan. Anyway, why is that considered an apikus? If a person thinks that the Rabbanim is not all powerful. It may be said that one of the Torah Amunah. The Rambam didn't count as one of the Torah Amunah. He believes in God, he believes God doesn't have a body, he believes in the Torah Amunah Shemayim, it's Kari Yonish.
Definition of God.
They can say definition of God is everything. The definition of God is that Yeshiva University is the Torah center of the world. And whoever doesn't believe that God is the Torah center of the world, they're something in Torah Amunah Shemayim. You're going to start adding definitions to every point in our religion, you can force them, okay, you can force every point into the religion. Of the religion into the Yud Gimel Torah Amunah. Before the Rambam was distilling them, so he picked out 13 Nekudas, that these are the Kori, these are the principles, main principles of the faith, and the others are important to know, but they're not the Kori Amunah. It's not that by lack of believing in this makes it not the Kori. Doesn't what? Means everything. So he's the sole man, and he has power to do everything he wants. I don't
know.
Right. Then what? The hope and Moshe's started. I knew Moshe was taking it on that strong.
So I
don't
know
if that
answered
that point. Meaning they were apikusim because of the curse on Moshe Rabbeinu. I thought the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that they were, they lacked the Muna. The Gemara doesn't say they were apikusim. The Gemara says they lacked the Muna because it's like Yechaz Vekumi Mena. Like Vayachol, the Shechina is not even strong enough to fight. So every time you're Mechusri Amona, so you become an apikusim. That's why I'm in Haschina for Fatasha. Misha Anavi was cursing the Nehorim. The Nehorim were making fun of him and called him Alei Kerech, Alei Kerech. He was bald apparently. They were calling him baldy, so he got angry at them, and he cursed them, Hashem, Hashem, and they were devoured by the bears. A forest developed, and the bears developed in the marshes, it was really like Yudin Velayar, but there was no forest, and there were no bears, and a nest occurred, a nest of toughness. A forest developed, and the bears developed, and the bears came, and they ate them up, and then the bears ran back to the forest, poof, and the whole thing disappeared, and that was the end of the marsh. That was the end. So the men have seen a curse, a banish of them. How is he allowed to curse a Jew? Those are Kal Khairs, you're not allowed to curse a Jew? Well, who gave him the Heta? They said, unless you say that they were Apikursim, because the Gemara says that they were Mechusri Amona. Why are they Mechusri Amona? Because he sweetened the waters of Yericho, Elisha, sweetened the waters of Yericho, and he put them out of business, because their financial was that they used to sell water. They used to sell water without Gacha, kosher water. So the people in Yericho couldn't drink the water, it was awful. So when Elisha sweetened the water of Yericho, so they went out of business, so they had no parnasa. So that's what prompted them to make fun. That's why they were angry at Elisha. So the Gemara says that they were mechusri amana, that they lacked the Muna in the Rabbanu Shlomo, that they shouldn't have worried about parnasa. Just because we lost the job, just because why we closed it down, so I shouldn't worry. I shouldn't be angry if the guy closed down. Why do you want to fire him? If I'm worried, who worries me? If I'm worried, I'm a mechusri amana. So the Minhag Sinah says, I'm a Mechusri Amona, makes you right away an Apikoyer. He says there's a big distance between one who lacks full Amunah and one who's an Apikoyer. It's a big jump. The Gemara says in the end of Seifa that after the times of the Chosen Beis HaMikdosh, brought low Anki Amona. There are no longer people who really have Amunah. So you're going to say that all of us are Apikoyer, including me, he writes. We're all Apikoyer. Because just because you're Mechusri Amona, you lack Amunah Shlema, doesn't mean that you're right away Apikoyer. The same thing over here, I don't know. This is such a double pressure that if a person thinks that the Baruch Hashem is very powerful, but he's not totally powerful, he made a mistake. So does that mean that he's already an apikur? Maybe? I don't know.
It's an approach rather than language, whether such a reference is good or not.
Not exactly, no. The rabbi also doesn't believe that a Peshbot has a group, but he speaks of he speaks with sympathy of those holy tzaddikim who think that he does have a group based on their erroneous interpretation of Midrashim Amshach Shemesh Adas. That's what the rabbi writes. The poor fellow read the Midrashim which described the Rosh Hashanah's body and his limbs and everything, so mistakenly he thought that the Rosh Hashanah had a group. So he said, why do you call that holy tzaddik and apikoros? That's the rabbi's husband. But he seems to agree with the rabbi that he doesn't have a group. It just sounds like that shouldn't be one of the Korean ones. Why not? Everybody does tzaryas. Let's say I reward the children who behave, and the children who don't behave, I give them pets. But does it mean that I'm all powerful? That if there's a problem, I can solve all the problems with my children? No. Let's say in any the boss in any business, he gives a reward and he gives punishment. If the workers don't do a good job, he tries to get rid of them. And if the worker does a good job, he gives them an increase, gives them a bonus. But is he all powerful? No, he's not all powerful. Okay. But they do their work because they know that there is caveat. So we know that that is the correct idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, but is this a Yitzhayt in Amunah that whoever lacks this belief becomes right away and not the current? I don't know. Maybe it. Am I sure that yet? Then the Torah has a long story of the Chetzer Egel. The Pasuk, Rashi points out on the Pasuk that the entire Shevet Levi was not involved in the Chetzer Egel. All the people involved were either the Erev Rav, Rashi quotes Lefrei Peshichet Amko. Amko means the Erev Rav, the Moshe Rabbeinu, except that they were the instigators of the trouble over here. And then, after the Erev Rav, some of the other Shvatim got involved, but nobody was from Shevet Levi. The Magen Avraham quotes right before Hilchos Pesach, and Siman Tov Chof Ches, where the Shulchanah quotes the Selenius Dinim of Kriyat HaPeres, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Selenius Agabim Chalemius. They quote forth from the Knesset HaGdolah that our meaning is that we lay Parshas Kisisa in a lopsided fashion. The lady gets such a long aliyah. Claiming the lady gets very long aliyah. Why? Because the Parsha of Chet HaEgel is embarrassing to the rest of the Torah, because we were all involved in it. So the only ones who were not involved in claiming the lady, so we save these aliyahs for them, so none of us should be embarrassed. But really, if you want, the Magen Avraham quotes in the Knesset HaGdolah, really, if you want, you can lay in the Kohen all the way to Shlishi. But then it will really be lopsided. It will be lopsided Agav, as it is, it's lopsided. So he said, therefore, the many years that we break up this big fat chunk of this head between the Kohen and the lady, and we save the rest of everybody else. Then he quotes also from the Knesset HaGdolah that just like the minigis that you lay in the Pesach of Balachash, so too you lay in the parish of Chet HaEgel Balachash. Most of the Balachiyah don't know that. It's all from the same place. It's all the same locker, that you lay in the Pesach of Balachash, and you lay in also the Chet HaEgel Balachash. The Magen Avraham, the top Chof Ches, quotes it from the Knesset HaGdolah, and that's where the Pichodesh Aitiz comments that when the Balachiyah is laying something Balachash, the lachash means he doesn't lay screaming at a lava, but he has to lay the lama enough that every single person in the shul should hear. Sometimes the balakriya lay the lachash that only the 5-10 people around the dinner can hear, no one else can hear. But if the chod is there, says that that's not right. Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the chod. That's not right. The lachash means that you don't scream it out loud, but you're supposed to lay it softly in such a way that everybody should be able to hear. The type of thing. No, I think that's a different thing. It sounds just about third person the guy just earlier. Yakashan the Shakat. He's laying his hand, it sounds like he's cursing him. It's not really, he's cursing all of us. He's not cursing anyone, so all the clothes go on the home asylum, it doesn't go on. But since it may be taken as such, that's why there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch. The meaning is that the Baal Torah gets the aliyah of the person. the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvot writes in the Hashmotus Minyan Ho'esen, he writes that he thinks that maybe this is a mitzvah deraisa, Zohar Eish Asher Tzavta Hashem Okecha Bamidbor, maybe a mitzvah deraisa is to remember the Chet HaEgel, to read the Chet HaEgel. It's mitzvah, whether it's only a mitzvah L'shur or a mitzvah L'dorot, is it only on the people who lived in that generation of Dor HaMidbor, that they have to remember the Chazei Hashem, how kind that the Zohar was with them, that despite the fact that they were all involved in the Chet HaEgel, he didn't wipe them out, or no, it's a din l'doiris. It's a mitzvah l'doiris that every year you have to read the Chet HaEgel. The Magen Avraham, without quoting this in the Tanakh, Magen Avraham, without quoting the Ramban, quotes on his own a Yalchut Shemoni, which says the second way, that it is a din l'doiris, and you have to learn the Chet HaTzad once a year, every year, like Parashat Zohar. It's a real chiv d'raisa. And then he has the kasha, so why weren't the Chachamim mistaken a special? He has Parashat Chet HaEgel a special, so why Shabbos? Parshas Chet HaEgel is special Hatzor. So he says because it's a Gnai that's Lamsa. It's a Gnai. The same thing as Parshas Zechiyah Chet Miriam. Zohar. Yeah, Zohar Eichel Shorat Hashem Atecha Miriam. There's also a Chiyah in the Yalkut Shemei learns out from the Kosek. It's a Chiyah to lay it from a cloth to say the Torah once a year or a year with a minion and a whole story just like Parshas Zohar. So he has the same question. Why don't you make a special Parshas Chet Miriam and Parshas a special big haftarah and a special big drushes and everything for the a gnai for that great tzaddikah. So you get today by learning in a parshas HaShavua. Just like it says, just like he wrote in Hilchot Purim, that if you missed, if you weren't in shul on parshas Zohar, then you need a special kriyas parshas Zohar, so you can get them when you learn parshas Amalek and the parshas HaShavua. So he says, that's what we should have in mind every year on parshas PC, so that would be engaged with the with the regular kriya, but you should keep in mind that this is a separate kriya. In addition to fulfilling the regular weekly mitzvah of Parshas HaShavua, this week is an additional mitzvah according to the Magen Avraham Yalkut Shemoni, according to the second Tzad in the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah, that it's a special mitzvah to remember the Chet HaEgel. What do you have to remember over here? What are you supposed to remember? So the Gemara has what you're supposed to remember. It's not what the Christians have to say about this. The Christians claim that everyone is born in sin, and everyone should walk around, and the only way to salvation is whatever. So the idea of remembering the Chet HaEgel is not that we should always keep in mind that we're all born in sin, or Pakarati. If you don't talk to your Pakarati, because the Baruch Hashem is up there, he's going to punish us for everything that we did. That's not the idea, it's Pakar. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masech HaSavarizare, that right after Kabbalah Satorah, the Holy Spirit read Lo Esa Maisa, the Zayar HaTeva, the Jewish people would not have sinned. It's really a big teller. It doesn't make any sense to Derech HaTeva. How can the Jewish people, after experiencing Kriyas Yam Tov from Maimon Har Sinai and Esther Makas, how can they possibly go and worship Avodah Zarah? It really doesn't make any sense. You know what I said? Derech HaTeva, they would never have done it. But the Rizal who caused them to sin, he suspended their Bechira Chavshus. He caused them to sin in order to teach them the important lesson of the Horus Shuvah Lalaz. To teach them that even if the entire nation sins, it's possible for everybody to have a people that they can all do to. A person should never think, I am so far gone, like Acher thought. Shuvah Bar Meshavah Levad Me'acher, I'm so far gone, I'll never be able to do tshuva. You should never think like that. The Yochid should never think like that, and the people should never think like that. They can always do tshuva. There is still hope for the centrist Orthodox. The Aguda will always be happy to receive them. No, but whoever is sitting, we all know what sins we do, and the tshuva knows what sins the tshuva does. We should all have the... all have this in mind. That's the lesson of the Chet HaEgel. The Baruch Hu caused us to sin in order to teach us this lesson.
He suspended the
Bureau of
Justice, so why was there an Einish?
That is not necessarily a Kasha. I thought you were going to ask a Kasha. How come so many people died, and how come with Yom Tov people Karati? That's what Maharsho talked about. I know that's a good Kasha. This is not necessarily such a kasha because the Gemara Rasavetchik was fond of saying this over the Gemara of the Zohar back in the day said that not only is there a thing that a Kohen who worships Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be makos karbonos in the Beit HaMikdash, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel. What is that? The Kohanim who worships Avodah Zarah are not allowed to bring karbonos. They can eat it like by the woman. They can eat with korbanos imachayim. They can eat with the other kohanim like a balmun to it. But they're not allowed to do avodah zarah korbanos. Moses says more than that. Kalim to shimshu avodah zarah. The kalim that we use for avodah zarah purposes may not be used again in the Beit HaMikdash. Take them in the Beit HaMikdash that were originally for the Beit HaMikdash, and the Avodah Zarah people stole it together, and they used it for their Avodah Zarah practices. May never be used again for the Beit HaMikdash. The Rav Galvez was fond of pointing out, you see from that Gemara, that Avodah Zarah passed for HaKrovah Kabbana, it's not because of the Mumris. The Mumal Avodah Zarah is a Mumal HaKolah Tarakul of Zina Ka'akum. And the Zina Ka'akum, he doesn't have a Zina Koyin. No, it's not because of Mumris HaGadah. Mumris HaGadah happened to say the Kelim HaMumris, happened to say that the vessels in the Beit HaMikdash, you see from that Gemara, that it's just Moses. Moses Bar Gavaya. That's what he was fond of saying over, that there is a din by Kodim Pesach called B'nei Chalai Yochum, that whoever is an Ovid Avodah Zarah is not permitted to eat Kodim Pesach. So the Chafetz Chaim in one place understood this to mean, in the Kuti Halachot, he understands this to mean that a Mumar is Bina Ka'akum, that a Mumar Avodah Zarah is Bina Ka'akum, and that's why it's forbidden to eat from the Kodim Pesach. So what if our person is a Mumar Chal Shabbos with the Hesia, who's also Bina Ka'akum? It is also prohibited, and it is also forbidden from eating in the Kodesh. They just got this right. So Rejik said that his father, Rav Moshe Tachanun Racha, thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that the Palestine topic was, should be Lekula. That the halacha in the Chumash that says that Kol Benecha Lo Yechobo, that Mumar Lo Yechobo is not allowed to eat it, is not because of the Mumar's Agave, that Mumar Dina Ka'akma, it has nothing to do with the Mumar's. It's the same as the Kelim Sheshimshu Lo Yechobo, that you're not allowed to use it for Lagava, because it's most. It's most like a voya. Avodah Zarah is most like a voya. He thought the same is over here. Not like he called himself because of most, not necessarily because of Mumris. Mumris Agavan. Therefore, it wouldn't necessarily apply to Mechal Shabbos to Fahesh. Just because he dies in Mechal Shabbos to Fahesh, in fact, if he eats Akum, doesn't necessarily mean that he's not allowed to eat from the Kodesh. Either he's been called the Nechol HaYachavon, and so he's not allowed to eat either. So why not say Dina Ka'akum? But there isn't been Dina Ka'akum. There isn't been Dina Ka'akum. I don't know. So he thought that it wouldn't apply. The Mephoshim point out that there is a machloket between the Seder Olam that faces quotes in Perek Meruba and the Pirkei Rav Lezer about the 40 days and the 40 days and the 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu got Hashem had the first 40 days and then he came down on Shivat of the Tammuz. And then it smashed the Luchas because he said they were worshiping Avodah Zarah. Machloket, he smashed the Luchas, they dropped the Luchas. It's a later point about machloket, but the Osius flew out, Osius Parkas flew out. If you're carrying heavy rocks that have a lot of hollow parts, and the hollow parts disappear, so the rock becomes rock again, so it can be too heavy for a human being to carry. The one better says that he dropped it. Because Shibarto means that he dropped it, because he wasn't able to hold it, so he dropped it. And the other Midrashim say no, that he smashed it intentionally, on purpose, and the Rabbanishman gave him the Yashikrab for smashing it. And Machlaiki Satan, you have a lot of Machlaiki Satan. So Machlaiki Satan, what happened with the Luchas? Whether he smashed the luchos or he dropped the luchos because they were too heavy. So the first 40 days of the Sotan Hasina, the last 40 days of the Sotan Hasina says on the Chumash, the middle 40 days, it doesn't really say the Ferish. And the Pirkei Rav Lezer says that he was on the ground. He was davening for forgiveness of Bnei Yisrael on the ground. He wasn't up on Hasina. And the Seder Olam says that he was on top of Hasina. So now Deres Eliyo from the notes from the Vilna Gaon, they say that the Vilna Gaon thought that maybe the state of Edom is a misprint. He thinks that the Ether, how does he know? Machlokes HaTanaim. He thinks that usually it's going the other way, that it was all three units of 40 days was on top of Hasina. But the Vilna Gaon thinks that the picture of Lezer is the more correct version. He thinks the state of Edom must be a misprint. But it's not correct that he was on Hasina in the middle of 40 days. The Gemara says that one of these, Mecheni, no, we say that this one shall be showing the Gemara. the Sifra called your Sefer is the Sifra Shal Tzadikim Gmash. Your first author is referring to the Sifra Shal Beinonim. Very unclear, the Dorothema has a whole discussion. It's very unclear. How did the Gemara Darshan in this Sifra? How do you see three stars? Sounds like there's one place. But whatever, the Gemara seems to understand that he means Mechel and the Sifra Shal Tzadikim Gmash. Brought me out from the Sifra Shal Tzadikim Gmash. Put me in the other book that I should draw. So that's what the Rajbam said, Shat and the Fasa. But once the Rajbam said that it's there in the Gemara. So the Bali Akhayyids were angry with him. What, is he crazy? But Shabbat is inspired to the Barsham that they should, and the Hadar is a Canaan. They quote the Rajbam said, and that's what it says in the Gemara. You know the Rajbam, it goes on the Sifra, it's safer that people are with me. It says, Koshulei Chatsu Shomu, Ha Moshe Mispaal Shomu, Ha Moshe Mispaal Shomu, Ha Moshe Mispaal Shomu, so they proceed, the Baal HaKadosh proceed to give other kshatim other than what the Gemara said. Here the Rashbam just quoted the Gemara. The Rashi says, Mechen Nemes Yisrochal Pirush HaKunshis Mikol HaPeru. Take my name out from the Sefer Torah. That's the same with Kanan, the Baal HaKurim has a part, the Sitzavah does not make up any name. The Kino HaKadosh, Mafi Baal Prime Yisrayim, even though he threatened, he left the Rebunish, he cursed himself, he said, if you don't forgive the name, so take my name out. But if you do forgive the name, don't take my name out. So even though the Rebunish won't did forgive them, the Lakshmi didn't remember, he still took his name out a little bit. The Klover was a Chalalud. So he thought that that's Pirush HaKunshis. Rashi going to that and Shalat HaRukhut. It's also Shver. What kind of humbling is it? So then the Hadar became in, the Hadar became called another Shah. The Chaini Noah, he says the Shah and Shah, you don't read it together. The Chaini Noah was Sifu HaShef HaSavti. You should read the Chaini Noah. Me Sifu HaShef HaSavti. Look here. If you don't forgive them for their sin that they did, so why should you forgive me for the sin that I did? I just smashed your luchas. Mecheni no, wipe me out. Machma tifuch ha-shokasot, shani shibarti. You engraved the aseret I did with Avichta. Amichta, Amichta, Ben Kimhu, Farifal, Amichta, you engraved the luchas, you engraved the aseret I did with the luchas, and I took tifuch ha-shokasot, and I destroyed it. So, Manashach, either you forgive or you don't forgive. You want to forgive me for my terrible avera, you should forgive them. You don't want to forgive them, you shouldn't forgive me. And he says, and you have to lane it like that. You have to read in such a way, Mecheni Noah, me sifuha, wipe me out, me sifuha shepherd, and not me sifuha shepherd, shani shibart. Then he quotes another pshat. I don't know who this is. The Hagam Mefarish. So Rashi said, it's Gimel Nun. Who is Gimel Nun? So I'm going. I don't know who it is. If you look in the history book. He quotes another pshad, Mecheni Noah, Machma Tzrich Lecho Asher Kotef. As the Medrash says, that when the Medrash went to proclaim the Aseret HaDibros, and when he wrote it into the Luchas, it says, Layo Lecho, Alayhi Machem Alpan. It didn't say, Layo Lechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu later times, oh, you were talking to me, you weren't talking to them. Therefore, you never told them, you never commanded them about our Rizah. But that's what the Gan says, whoever the Gan is, I don't know. if you look through the Sefer consistently, some once in a while, they'll tell you who the Gan is. Some of the first time, I don't remember who the Gan is. But he says, it means, Mecheni no, wipe me out, Machma Sifu Hashem Kosafto, Machma Shekosafto Beserasecho, Le'il Lecho. But don't wipe them out, because he didn't say Lechem, he said Lechem. The Sfarna has Zorah. Sfarna has Zorah and new interpretation. He often has the Chudish Lugamre and Gan Kumayura. Sfarna says Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu says everybody has, let's say the teacher has in his role book every student's name. So he gives you pluses when you do something good, he gives you minuses when you do something good. He's going to give you, he's going to add up the pluses and minuses. He's going to decide at the end of the term to give you so many lollipops or so many Beethoven pictures. Somebody lollipops start at the end. You have one book, you have a list of all the pluses, all the checks. He says, I have a lot of schusim. So cross out a lot of my schusim and give it to Bnei Yisrael. So that'll be their forgiveness. Mecheni no mitzifcha, cross it out from my state and give it to them. The Banishwam says, Yeah, Shachata Li and Mecheni no mitzifri. I don't run my accounting business like that. The one who has a check gets a lollipop, and the one who has a mind gets a punishment. I'm not going to take yours and give it to the other guy. Hanev Shachata Asi Thomas. And Moshe Rabbeinu suggested that. That's the discrepancy. Moshe Rabbeinu suggested that, and the Banishwam said it. The Gemara has a concept brought Mizaka Abba, that the son does mitzvahs nice and pay him, he can pay the father from burning and grinding after death. But that's only brought Mizaka Abba, because the father gave birth to the son. It's Yetzir Chalas, the Gemara says, Abba learned Mizaka Bro. If the father, let's say the son died, Ashalom was killed, so Dabar HaMelech can dab him from today to next to say, oh, the villain, his mother says in the last story, can say, Abba learned Mizaka Bro, only brought Mizaka Abba, because the father is not a descendant from the son. That you should say that this should be Farechem, that he's close to my son. The son is a descendant from the father. Not for the father, the son wouldn't have been in the world. The Brah, Mizaka Abba, whatever mitzvah my son, the son does, is Farechem, that he's close to the father. The father sent him to Yeshiva, the father brought him into the world. So that's, I was the germ of all of these mitzvahs in my son. But that's like Moshe Rabbeinu was B'nai Yisrael, what do you mean? And Moshe Rabbeinu did mitzvah, so you should mechel, you know, clear out all the checks that I have and give it over to B'nai Yisrael, and redeem that. That's what the Sfarah says. But if I mention them, me Asha Chateli, I'm telling me to choose. Then I don't make face by myself.
Doesn't Rashi
say that the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu was
only
besides the Rehoboth or the Brother Bashar? When the Adair Shavu Yolok and the Zohar Nigoyim, it shows an interesting comment. That in the Zohar, Chaim Balazhan talks a lot about that verse. That it says in the Chumash, Abraham, Abraham, that it sticks together with a line in between. The line doesn't appear in the same curve. But I think it means when you're laying, it's supposed to pause in between. It says Yaakov, Yaakov, and it says another time by somebody. By Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no excuse. So the Zohar says, before Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how Chaim Balazim and Tosfos resolve. And then the story of the original, but apparently the Gemara also understood it the same way. That every person, all the neshamas come from Tachas Kisei HaKadosh. So there's a file up there in heaven, and there's a card that has everyone's potential. And then the person comes down, the person is born and becomes on this earth. So most of the people, even the greatest tzaddikim, do not realize their fullest potential. So the Yaakov, the Yaakov of here is not the same as the Yaakov again. That's what he discussed. I'm often big for the Hogan. He saw Yankee's potential, and so he was. But they wanted to kill him because he sinned. He didn't live up to his potential. And Abraham is also the same. But Moshe Rabbeinu did fulfill his potential. But that's what by Moshe is, there's no stick together. He really says, Hashem, there is a stick together to teach you that the second Hashem is not the same as the first Hashem. But that's why the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah are the Darshan, because they had a tradition. That's what the Gemara said. They had a tradition. That when you're laying with it, it's speak to Jabba, it speaks means that you have to force like it. Hashem, Sherachim, I mean, it's both, you're not forced to lay it together. They indicate that it's not the same Hashem. That's why they care that one is Kodesh Shiach and one is Lach Hashem. And it goes on to explain, and what does that mean? And what does that mean, Kodesh Shiach and Lach Hashem? It's some kind of a shame. The end of the parasha concludes with the prohibition against making peace with the PLO, giving away any part of Eretz Yisrael to any other nation. Some of the pentecostal Jews will issue for us to have the ball now. What are you not allowed to do? You've got to fight. That's exactly what the whole Yom HaMoham is all about. You have to fight. Unless you don't think you're going to win. But if you think you're going to win, then you have to fight. I don't see how the religious parties can remain in the government and agree to give away Eretz Yisrael. They see they have to give it away, so they should resign. They should abstain from vote. Should exploit. That's everything that the whole Torah stands for, from the beginning to the end. It says Eretz Yisrael for the Jews. How can we give it away to the end? In 1937, when they were discussing the partition plan, otherwise we didn't have anything yet. So should we agree to part or not? But over here we have. How can we really want to give away to the end of that? Not to be on this show. At the end of the parasha, it closes with the description of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu came back from Har Sinai, he didn't realize the Kol Ha'Noh Tanoh. and the Medrash and Hechon Dov Moshe and Tani Hod, where did he get the Tani Hod from? Different suggestions even by the Medrash. So the Dag who came from, the Hadash came from the Bali Hatesis, is quote one of the various suggestions of the Medrash. The Gyosin is started to call me, what it means for the Yinka, was left over in the pen that when he would be writing, Shabin was writing, what was my Shabin writing? Shabin was writing the Torah, you know? So the Rebbe Shimon gave the Asher said to this, was my Shabin writing? I don't know. Because my Shabin was writing the Torah and the top of Hasinai. So whenever he had experience, he would write the Yinka in his ear. He says, Elechein, Nogu Asher, Kumbis, 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 K